Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, man.
Man, fuck them bitches. And them hoes. And them niggas pussies. Camel toes. I got some money on me. And the weed night. My shit won't ever stop. Suck my green light. Bitches call the foe. Murder's all she wrote. Lies as fuck everybody. Like a Scorpio. Still running shit. I'm on my cardio. Boy, I'm going in. Like my water broke. Suicide note. Suicide doors. I put in overtime. Like a tied score. Tenant windows, bitch. That mean mine, yours. And the weed loud, like a lion's roar. Staring to the eyes of forever. Hear no evil, see no evil. Helen Keller, no music on, rocket acapella. And I don't need a watch, the time is now or never. Tell my niggas love, I die behind this shit. A nigga counting money, you niggas counterfeit. Real nigga, nigga, proud of what I am. Young Money is an army, bitch, I'm Uncle Sam. Them hoes call me Toon shit, mama call me Toon. I left the bullshit in the waiting room. Straight to the money, no shortcuts. Now watch me go retarded, yellow sharp bus. We do drive-bys, we do walk-ups. And bitch, I be so high, I get starstruck. Mills in his bitch, he say button hoes. And the jewelry bright, like summer clothes. And I keep some bud, like Rudy Huxtable. I body slam the beat, nigga Dusty Rose. I'm from Eagle Street, I go Hercules. I get on the beat, murder first degree. YMCMB, we don't give a fuck. You faker than some titties, you get titty fucked. This the best, worst feeling. And nigga, if I die, I die a death worth living. This that textbook G shit. I've been in that water, but I never been seasick. Yeah, knock me, I knock your face off. Life's a crazy bitch. Grace Jones, mind of a genius with a heart of stone. Yeah, C4, Mr. Carter's home.
Up in Smoke Radio, and we're here on a Friday special edition. Thanks to everybody out there listening in. Especially with the limited time, didn't even really get a chance to put the word out there like that. But we're in the building just the same. But, yeah. Nice little episode here, man. I'm doing, having some little hiccups, little technical difficulties, but we're going to power through it. You know what I'm saying? This is the definite, we're going to call this one the special episode, the Rojo Show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rojo out there waiting for him to call in. You know what I mean? I hope I'm sounding crisp out there. I'm a Rojo right here. Let me see. Yeah, that's it. Let me get his intro. Rojo is about to come on the jet line real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Rojo.
What up, Sam?
What's going on, sir? Rojo, the front on the check-in. Hey man, how am I sounding out there? Am I sounding crisp? Is everything coming out fine? Because I don't got a really good internet connection right now. I just wanted to know how am I sounding out there. Am I sounding crisp? Am I breaking up? Is everything sounding all right?
I don't hear any static or any breaking up. A little low on the volume,
okay.
But that's about it.
All right. So hold on. Let me see. I might turn up my mic real quick. Let me see here. Got better?
Sound a little better, yeah.
Okay, sounds a little better. So what's the word, man? We got a nice little show going on, man. And you know what I'm saying? I know you said you went some things off your chest today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you. Why don't you take the floor real quick, cousin? I have to take this call on the other line. So you take the floor, and I'm gonna get right back.
All right, people. Basically, what I had on my mind, and I was wondering, a little question came by. As people who make choices and like maybe make the wrong choices in life, would you feel worse if you made the wrong choice or didn't get to make a choice at all? That's what I was wondering, thinking about that through a little bit of my own situations. But just hit my mind, and I was wondering. Let me get y'all take on that. But anyway,
Okay, I'm back. I'm back with you, cousin. I just had to handle
cleared
some things behind the scenes. But I missed what you was talking about. Can you fill me in real quick?
All right. Like my question is, would you feel worse making the wrong choice or not being able to make a choice at all? Just in any given situation where you're given an option, do you feel worse if you made your own choice but it was wrong or didn't get to make a choice at all and someone else made it for you?
See, that's a tough one. That's definitely a tough one. My thing would be, is first of all, I would probably say, I wouldn't want nobody making any decisions for me. So, I would want to make my own decisions. Now, if I messed up and didn't make the decision and not be on me, I guess I would have to suffer that consequence, but I definitely wouldn't want anybody making any decisions for me in my life. You know?
And I can dig that, because that's basically what I was thinking myself. I'd be happier if I made that wrong choice and know that
I
shape my own future instead of just leaving it in somebody else's hands.
Yeah, no, if
I just
want to
see how other people
felt
about
wrong.
Something like that.
Yeah, if I made that wrong decision, okay. That's pretty much like I can take that. Excuse me, hold on. I can take that because I'm the one that actually made that decision. Now, if I'm forced to do something and something's forced on me, I definitely don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because that'd be almost like, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to get too harsh with it, but that would be almost like on some slavery type deal. You know what I'm saying? Like how about this? We don't even have to do the slavery thing. We could do like North Korea or China, where you're just told what to do. You know what I mean? Like, you're told what your job is going to be. You have no actual free will on what you can do. You know what I mean? So that there will be, you know what I mean, one of those things that I definitely wouldn't want. But the thing is, when you're dealing with certain nation states like that, they don't know the difference because that's what they've been growing up in their own life, their whole lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The difference, like if what was your question again, though? Let me say your question again. What was your question again?
Would you feel worse if you made the wrong choice or didn't get to make a choice at all and let somebody else make it for you?
Yeah. See, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would rather make the wrong choice because I wouldn't want nobody, like I said, I wouldn't want nobody dictating or telling me what to do. So I would rather, I would say, even though you, that's a good, like a stuck in a hard, rock in a hard place type of question, I would go with, yeah, I would rather make my own decision instead of just being told what to do and just, you know what I mean? Because therefore, I can, at least I can learn from that mistake. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like, at least I can learn from that move. If somebody's telling me what to do, there's no learning. This is just regurgitation. You're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. You know? That's just, like, what we was talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like it's taking away your creative spirit, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like your aura. So therefore, like, I would, you know, not to sound like to keep on repeating. Yes, I would rather just make the wrong decision. And that, you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Because the thing is, like I said before, I'm learning from that mistake. It's not like, you know what I mean? I'm learning from that. You know what I'm saying? Totally different.
Yeah.
So even like what we just said earlier, like even in like nation states like North Korea or stuff like that, when they're told what to do, and usually a society like that that's told what to do never prospers because you're not letting people, giving people a chance to be creative. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, those ideas that could be gold never get to make it to surface because you already undermined those ideas and said, you know what, I'm going to make them for you.
That's right. So
whatever you have to think of automatically doesn't matter. And that's
all right,
basically
so what
those
types
of states say.
What made you want to bring that to the table as far as that?
Right.
With
because last week, I mean, like 2 weeks ago, my school was bought out by another company and we were given a choice to make. We could either, I mean, and like basically the company, after I asked a few questions, I realized they don't know what they're doing. And they gave us three choices. We could either finish out, we could take a voucher for another program, or we can just drop out and they'll pay off our loans. I chose option three.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me wonder, like, and they paid off my loans. So now I wanted to just gear myself towards focusing on this music now. Because I'm working,
okay.
I can fund my music, and that's what I wanted to do now.
Okay. So basically, point where, you know what I'm saying, this kind of conversation, you feel as though actually it just basically put the, so to speak, the nail in the coffin on what you basically, your next move in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that was down there. You was going to what, Art Institute, right?
Everest. Yeah.
Why was I thinking you went to the Art Institute?
Because I used to go to the Art Institute, but then transferred over to Everest. Because I used to go for video production and realized I ain't like it as much as I thought I was gonna, so I switched over to business management.
Right. And the thing is about that is, business management is probably something that would probably actually be better for you in the line of work that you're about to start doing as far as the rap. At least you know your business aspect and know what you're exactly supposed to get paid and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said before, I'm waiting for some of my guys to call in because we were definitely supposed to be talking some boxing. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of stuff going on the internet. A lot of play fight, a lot of back and forth stuff going on the internet. So yeah, we was having fun with that. So I'm waiting for some of the guys to call in. But you know, go ahead and continue to build, man. Go ahead and continue to build.
So, anyways, what's new with you, though? What's new with smoke?
What's new with me is what I do every day. I'm constantly trying to grow. I'm constantly trying to continue to study. I'm constantly trying to grow, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to expand this machine. I'm trying to do more things with this radio show. I mean, I'm trying to fill in some more slots. But, I mean, as far as now, I'm just doing it every day, Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying, at 9 o'clock all the time. We just do open lines and open minds, you know what I mean? So other than that, what I got, you know what I'm saying, just doing that, man, you know? Nothing big, just, you know, staying humble, you know what I mean, and having fun on the social networks and things like that. Nothing too big, man. You know me.
Speaking of social networks, as you can see, I started taking your advice and started working the Rojo Inferno page.
Because my whole thing about this is this is my whole thing with the artist. If you're an artist, right? Okay, like you gotta set. It's all about, for me, it's all about how you could like. I don't want to say like step your game up. Okay, you have your main Facebook page. That's cool. But now you got to start your like page to get that bubbling, because your like page is where your music is at. That's where everything is at. So when the people go over there, I mean, if you're on a social network, the social network, but if you wanted to work your music and stuff like that, then work your fan page, because that's where all the content is going to come. And then hopefully the people that follow you, and you know what I'm saying, on your fan page, they start sharing your stuff and things of that nature. Because a lot of times when people put those videos and stuff up on their main page, like, a lot of people don't listen to it or it just goes through the page. But if you just work your fan page, and even if this guy, if you got something on your mind and you tell it on your fan page, and then somebody shares it, it's just something, it's you. It's not, you know what I mean? It's something you, it's for your artist. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? He's out of Maryland, you know what I'm saying? He's from out Vandergriff, man. Look him up, guys. DJ Skins, I think he goes by, the brother Brett Skinner. And he works his page, and I see him doing gigs and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, that's totally separate from his main page. So you're giving also people a little bit of exclusivity and like a little exclusive stuff, like little jewels that you don't get on these other pages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, because you don't want to, like, you keep your main page for, like, friends and family and things of that nature, but your music page or whatever is for you, for your music. Just you know, because if you're working your music, why not just stay over there and talk to the people that took the time out to hit the like button? You know what I'm saying? Let's just talk to them people for right now, because, you know, the other people, you know, respectfully, they didn't hit the like button or whatever. So those people that hit the like button, you might as well just communicate with them, because those are the people that want to hear from you anyway, because they took the time out to hit the like button. So obviously they want to hear from you. So you might as well just talk to them if you're working about, you know, your music or your art or whatever, you know, whether you're a poet or whatever, you know, I mean, like a drawing artist too, like, you know what I mean? And then you get, like, you get all types of exclusives, like, you know what I mean, inside of the, because, like, right now, these days, like, people want more. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want more. So therefore, if you give them a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, over there, opposed to, they'll think they'll be missing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I guess before, the number is up there. Hold on real quick. The number is 347-989-0202. Hit the one button if you want to talk to me or Rojo. You know what I mean? If not, just sit back and listen. And thanks for tuning in. I mean, I would like to thank everybody that's tuning in. I mean, we decided to do this last night. I was going to call them up and say, let's do it on Monday. And I said, no, let's just keep it consistent. You know what I mean? And let's go ahead and do it. I wish I would have did a little bit more promotion, but my computer was messed up and everything like that. But shout out to the people that are listening to us, and we appreciate you guys, man. Thank you. But like I said, man, I want to really, wouldn't mind getting back to the great debate that we had the other day. Because yesterday, folks, if you tuned in yesterday, you might have heard Tariq Nasheed episode, because the brother could attest to this. For some reason, I could not connect to the internet. You understand what I'm saying? And so I just put up a replay. So this is somewhat edgy. Was that a good show, Wes? Were you listening to it a little bit, or did you just phase out?
I listened to it a little bit. Then for a second, I thought it was something whole. I thought I was listening to a whole other show. So I'm like, you know what?
You didn't think it was
ain't smoke, so.
Yeah, but like I said, man, like we're definitely. What's going on? What's the progress with the tech talk?
I gotta sit down and talk to Reno. I haven't had time to do that yet.
Right. He's mysteriously missing today. You know, Reno, if you're out there, we're looking for you. I want anybody out there, if you're familiar with Bruce Jackson, tell him that we said he needs to call into the show. You know? But, hey, ride shotgun real quick, Wes. I'm gonna take a real quick break. So hold me down. I got to go behind the scenes real quick and make a phone call. So talk about whatever you want to talk about. Talk about your albums. Talk about whatever you want to talk about for about 5 minutes. I'll hit you up when I'm back on the line.
All right. So as opposed to me, I'm just pushing this new mixtape, Medieval Nights, Knights of the Ages. We got that. Then I also got a new track coming out. I'm not going to give y'all that joy yet, but I also got my album coming, Metamorphosis, the first Rojo Inferno album. My last album was Hip Hop's Resurrection. I did that under another name, Young Blaze. But with this entire album, I'm in a whole other mind state, because I've been asking myself lately, how do the listeners benefit from the music I put out, or just music they listen to at all? And maybe that's something else we could talk about. How do listeners benefit from their music, or the music they listen to? How does it make you better? How does it help you out? And that's basically the mindset I'm going into with this next album I'm working on. But until then, I'm trying to push this mixtape that we put out, trying to put it on my next Battle League. Any artists that want to battle or think they can, find Joust Battle League on Facebook. That hard to find, facebook.com/Joust Battle League, or you can find us through facebook.com/Medieval Records, M-I-D, Evil Records. Or you can come to my fan page, Rojo Inferno, facebook.com/Rojo Inferno, R-O-J-O-I-N-F-E-R-N-O. Y'all can find me there. But, you know, I'm just trying to get in, working my way through here.
I heard some of your projects is coming out on deck. You got the Medieval. I got some guys calling through. I got my Top Flight family about to call through. They got a show at the Rex Theater coming up on Sunday. I want to say Sunday. I'm going to get the brother in here in a second. You know what I mean? In 2 seconds, because actually, hold on, let me go down. Did he hit the one button? Okay, there he goes. You know what I mean?
Shout out to them, because I definitely see them grinding all the time too. Get them a shout out.
We're gonna bring Top Flight Cody in a second, man. We're gonna bring the Top Flight City Boy in there in a second, man. Just tell them what they got, the show they got going down. Let me see if it's them right here. Yo. What's going on?
Hey, good.
All right, Pop Black Show, you want to check in, man? Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you sounding crisp, man. You know what I mean? Tell the people what you got going down on this on Sunday. It's Sunday, right, brother?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Okay, tell the people what you got going on Sunday. Tell them how they can get their tickets, and you know what I mean. Tell them how they can get at your music, your sites. Just give them the whole rundown, brother. And oh, I heard you got some T-shirts to sell too. But you can tell the people yourself, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, you know, we definitely out here grinding, man. We doing more than just music. It's a movement, everything. Clothing, you know what I mean, music, everything. We trying to build an empire. That's basically what we're trying to do. So, yeah, the show, man, come out, see us at the Rec Theater Sunday. Doors open at 5. Inbox me on Facebook for a ticket. I'll deliver it personally. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's going down, man. Y'all can catch us on Instagram at Pop Light Boys Music. Twitter, you know what I mean? Everything. Pop Light Boys, SoundCloud. Man, we out here grinding, man.
Is there a chance that if I show up, I can hear the hit record, She Lies, She Lies?
Yeah, man, you know what, man? You never know what we're going to do, man. We got a lot of people right now requesting a lot of songs they want to hear. So right now we're trying to figure out what we want to do.
Cody.
Yes, sir.
You hear the crowd? Did you hear the crowd? Yeah, bro, we want to hear that girl. We want to hear that song, brother. Can we hear that song Sunday?
All right, got you.
Okay. Because, you know, you have me feeling like, you know what I mean, like.
No, like I said, man, we did it for people, man. So, you know what I'm saying, we play what y'all want to hear.
That's right. That's right. And the thing is, so it's going down Sunday at the Rex Theater. 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
5 o'clock. Is this your first time at the Elks, brother? I mean, at the Rex.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's at the Elk. The Rex.
Yeah. Yeah. He said the Elk. Yeah. It's our first time being at the Rex, man. You know what I mean, we're excited for this one. You know, I mean, we got a lot of people coming out supporting us, man. It's gonna be a big event. So yeah, this is a good one for us, man. So definitely come out and see what it's about.
Yeah, I did the Rex Theater before. Rex. You know, I got my names all messed up today. Rojo, you did the Rex before, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I tell you what, Top Flight Boys, it's a nice venue. They got a nice stage there. It's really set for the art. It's really set for artists. It's not like a bar setting. It's really you're really going to be doing it big this week, brother. It's really a nice venue.
Okay, hell yeah, that's good to hear.
So, once again, give out your sites, all that, and make sure you tell the people how to get some of these tickets so they can come out and come shout these guys out on Sunday down at the Rec Theater on the south side of Pittsburgh.
So like I said, man, you can contact me on Facebook, inbox me. You know what I mean? My name is Cody on there, a City Boy, whatever. But, you know what I mean, Instagram, my Top Flight Boys Music, Twitter, Flight Boys Music, SoundCloud, Top Flight Boys. You know what I mean? You can follow us on everything. We on everything. You know, Reverb Nation, everything. Like I said, man, can't do this.
That's what's up, man. And like I said before, I'm gonna be down there. But I told you I'm gonna probably buy my ticket at $4.55.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, yeah, I tell you like this, I'm definitely gonna come down there for sure. Have a good time with the guys. I mean, just on a personal level, I ain't really chopped it up with these guys in a while. Anyway, I mean, it's been hitting that studio pretty hard. I've been seeing the pictures up on Instagram. I mean, can you give us a little glimpse of what can we expect next from you guys? A single or something? Can you give us a little hint?
Well, I mean, we were talking about the next little single we're about to drop for the mixtape. I mean, your song you've been wanting to hear, you know what I'm saying? She Like. You know, that's why I'm going to put that out there. We're going to drop that for our next one for the ladies. You know what I mean? The ladies want that. So we want the music too much. I mean, we've been doing like, you know what I mean, just music, you know what I mean, for the street call for us. But for real, the ladies been wanting to hear some shit from us, so we got something for the ladies.
I tell you what, people, ladies, this song, She Like, it's fire. I'm talking about, it's one of them songs, right, when, right, for, and you know me, right, but I'm not saying this, just, you know what I'm saying, just because you know, you're my friend, you know what I'm saying, you know, well, you're my friend, but we always have real talk, can we agree on that?
Oh, yeah.
So, but I'm telling the people, I'm telling the listeners out there, right, this is one of those songs that be in your head. I only heard it. Remember, I was at your house for that was Thanksgiving. Am I right, brother?
That's
the first time I heard it was Thanksgiving at their house. Now, probably about a month later, I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, she likes. The song was in my head, people, like, and I'm like, I heard this song somewhere. I couldn't even, like, put my finger on where I heard this song from, and I had to ask the brother, like, do you have a song called, you know, She Like? And he was like, oh, yeah, and I'm like, oh, man, I need to hear that. I need that song for my own personal archive.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying?
You have you play that shit while like all these people there, man. You have to blast that shit on the radio. That shit was funny as hell, I think.
Oh man, I forced that record on you guys. I forced it like, oh, I definitely need to hear it. And you got the brother Wes on the line with me, Rojo from the Medieval Records and the Josh Battle League, and he was like, man. I don't know if you heard him. He was like, "Hey man, he sees you out there grinding." Wes, can you
oh,
see? You know, tell him that you. This is the thing is real quick, brothers. This is the thing is you have two people, and this is what's going on here. We're trying to show unity on this hip hop stuff. All this little battling stuff. I mean, battles are cool, but all the beef stuff and all the little kick caddy, and all the caddy stuff. You have two artists on the phone right now. They got their own respectable movements, and you just heard each, you know, the brother give them each other credit. So, I mean, I have to applaud that, you know what I mean, just on alone. And this is what we're trying to do out here, just build relationships, try to get this new music cracking for a cause and people trying to feed their families. And believe me, just would rather have people rapping and than other doing other things, because believe me, brothers could be doing other things, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, you can I can I know you can both agree with me on that one.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You know what, man? You know what I mean, I just respect his movement, man. You know, I mean, we talk all the time and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, he already know what it is over this way, man.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about, man. It's about building relationships out here, and it ain't about what you know. It's about who you know. You know what I mean? You gotta out here and be positive.
That's right.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
In, Rosa?
And honestly, like another thing I respected, we did a show all the way out Monongahela, Manessen, and they was there.
Oh,
they
hell
were,
yeah!
Some of us from our background. That was there.
Yes,
there
like,
so
that shows me that
they're
grinding as hard as we are. They're out there pushing and moving, and I can respect that. They're not just sitting around rapping and putting it out for their and playing for their boys.
Exactly.
And I dig that.
Out there, what was that? It was like some festival, right?
Yeah, the Mon Valley Music Festival.
Yeah, this guy, man. This guy's are doing it out there.
I mean, they're doing. You can go to the studio, hit the studio 100 times a day. That's the easy part. The hard part is getting out here, getting in these people's face, doing these shows. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody want to be home and chill and relax, but man, you got to put this work in. That's the hard part, man. You know, I can sit and make music all day.
That's right.
Exactly. Everybody just want to make music and put it on the internet.
Exactly.
I tell you, that ain't getting you nowhere. Yeah, finish your point, Wes. What you said, brother?
I said that ain't gonna get you nowhere. Just making songs and putting it on the internet so you and your 10 friends can like you.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and do these shows and get into people's faces. I'm gonna tell you like this, hey Cody, I got something for you, and I got something for the people out there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna bring them back in. So, hey Cody, hopefully you can stick around for 4 minutes. Because I'm gonna go ahead and play.
You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I run shit here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go walk away, because I'm gonna burn this motherfucker down. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Money stacked up. I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high. You need to catch a drink. The flow like it's in me when I bust through. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust through. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King
Kong. Got nothing on me. King Kong got nothing on me. I flow like a river and sting like a bee. You pussy ass niggas got nothing on me. My chick, she love on my cheek. Caucasian and have a patchy. I keep it 100, go deep in her stomach. She loving it down on her knees. My team, flexing, and none of y'all niggas can't stop it. I be hustling. Keep a couple hundreds in my pocket. My saliva like hot fire when I'm spitting on the mic. If the money rude or evil, gotta do wrong so can't get right. I know niggas, they keep a couple pounds in the street. I know niggas that keep a couple rounds of the heat. I know niggas who's trying to get the money like Montana. I know if it ain't about money, then niggas used to be broken knees.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a train. The flow like it's in me when I bust through. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust Wayne. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Watch out, nigga, we getting them pesos. Killing instinct like I'm Jado. My team, niggas, they Jado. Track your money like Lego. Don't try to rob me, blindfold. You'll fuck around, not pin you down. Put your ass in a chokehold. If they want me, come and get me. Nigga like me, be moving swift. Out here on that gorilla shit. Came straight through, killing it. Go ahead with that monkey shit. Straight from the jungle, Jumanji, bitch. Fans can't hit with the eye, can't see. Rumble in the jungle, Ali. Who wanna run with me? Living in the belly of the beast. Close in the middle of the street. Lay with dogs, you'll come up with fleas. Back alleyway, side street. New came where you might find me. Never tell a nigga where you might be. Top flight fools right behind me.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a train. The flow like it's in me when I bust through. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust plane. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Beating on my chest, I'm the king of the jungle. Hit your bitch about your arm, that's what I call a fumble.
Got something for you niggas if you wanna rumble. Hopping niggas out the ring like Royal Rumble. Making money like a king, that's the royal hustle. My team so fucking fly without even a flex of the muscle. Where from they bust you? For that money they rush you. If you ain't no day one, no new niggas, I don't trust you. Yeah. Out here, we don't play around. Niggas acting like some kids who seen your ass back in the playground. Yeah. Right here, we don't play around. Niggas acting like some kids who seen your ass back in the playground. Let's go. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust flame. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust flame. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
What's good, nigga?
And we're back live, Up in Smoke Radio. That was King Kong from the Top Flight Boys, man. Hey, Cole, man, you with me, brother?
Yeah.
That was that heat right there, and I'm sure that's gonna be played this Sunday. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. My man.
I said the video's coming soon. We're going to be shooting that probably like next weekend. So look out for the King Kong video. That's going to be coming soon.
Right. Well, man, it was good talking to you, man. I don't want to hold you up. I'm sure you're probably out there busting moves, moving and shaking. But once again, before you go, give the people one more time the information about the show. On how to get to the, and how to get in contact with you guys.
Yeah, like I said, man, come down, check us out. March 1st at the Rex Theater, East Carson Street on the south side. You know what I mean? Hit us up on Facebook at Top Flight Boys. Inbox us. And, Instagram, Top Flight Boys Music, Twitter, Flight Boys Music. Everything. We want every site. Man, you can even Google us and we'll pop up. So get in contact with us, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Once again, man, Top Flight, Cody, the whole movement. Thanks for tuning in, man.
That's
what's up, man. Hey, I'll probably call you after the show. I'll probably talk to you behind the scenes, brother.
All right, cool. All right, man. Salute.
All right, man. All right. Yep. That was my man Cody from the Top Flight Boys on the check-in, man. Good brother. You know what I'm saying? Good brother. Yes, you with me, brother?
I'm still here, G.
Yeah, okay. Because my whole thing about it is now I'm starting to get a little... I'm starting to get that little buzz in me, and we'll probably be on the phone like we was last night. Me and the brother was on the phone till what time last night?
Like 2 something.
just building. You know what I mean? Just building. Let me do it right now. Because let me do it right now. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let's see it. This is my new joint right here, Wes.
Right here, Wes.
You know what I mean? So check it out real quick. You're gonna be surprised.
Wait, you still there? Well, I got the phone.
Yeah, I'm still here. That's not the board is starting to freeze up again. So you know what I mean? Like Like I hit the button. Like I'm trying to even refresh the page. So we can go ahead and talk. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's technical difficulties all the time. Here we go. No, it's not. That's not it. No, that is it. I think. Is it? No. Okay. Now the page is refreshing. Okay. Yeah, but that's how it is for people with live radio. Stuff like this happens. At least you know it's not a pre-recorded program, and technical difficulties happen, man. You know what I mean? But like, I'm not gonna do this all over radio. But you know, we talk behind the scenes, Wes, and I told you, you know what I mean? I'm gonna probably have to go to a different format because things like this, you know what I mean? We definitely don't need, because I want everything to be on cue. You know what I'm saying? But let's see if we can work it out right now. You know what I mean? Not at all. You with me, Wes? See, I'm experiencing some technical difficulties. Wes, if you out there hear me, don't worry about it. It's the board. You're for some reason, you're being muted, and people out there listening, bear with me. Wow. Wes, you're probably out there. The song that you probably even hear the song. I just can't hear it because my internet's down. So let me be quiet, and let me see what happens after this song. Yeah, you're live. I don't know what's going on. I had to hit you in the three-way because the was you hear me? Did the song play?
I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, nothing. It was just dead air for that whole time?
Yeah, that was just dead air.
Wow. Well, we're back on the line, and sorry for the people out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm having some technical difficulties. I mean, it's not even me. My internet is strong. Like, I can't even work. And even if people hit the one button, it's the site again. We're probably just gonna have to end this because there's nothing. It's not my internet. I have full bar. It's the site. So
what up?
I'm gonna probably just shut it down, and I'm gonna call you back behind the scenes. All right. Hey man, thanks everybody for bearing with us. Wes, give up before you hang up. Give the people your information out and everything like that before, because at the end of the day, we're still live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. You can find me at facebook.com/RojoInferno, twitter.com/RojoInferno. facebook.com/MedievalRecords, facebook.com/JossBattleLeague, just youtube.com/MedievalRecords, MIDEvil, and if you don't know how to spell Rojo Inferno, RojoInferno.
All right, cousin. I'm going to talk to you behind the scenes. I'm going to see what's going on, man. Thank you, everybody,
right,
man. Up and Smoke Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Peace out.
All right.